Well, Bill Kristol, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Good to be here in New Hampshire.
So recently you mentioned that Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker would make a good 2020 presidential candidate to challenge President Trump in the Republican primary. What qualities of Governor Baker's do you think would make him a good candidate?
Yeah, or as an independent candidate, I was thinking in his case, if Donald Trump were renominated. I think there are several successful Republican governors around the nation. John Kasich, a two-term governor of a big state, Ohio. Charlie Baker, probably going to get reelected this year in Massachusetts in a tough, obviously not a Republican state. There are others as well. Larry Hogan in Maryland, right near where I live. And it strikes me that after Donald Trump, Republican voters and voters in general might want someone who's competent, experienced, not a whole lot of drama, but actual serious governance.
What matters of policy do you think will be most important to conservative voters during the next presidential primary cycle?
I mean, that's a good question because the world is so unpredictable. You know, if we have a recession, people will focus on the economy. If we have foreign policy crises, foreign policy. I think, generally speaking, an awful lot of what I would call reluctant Trump supporters, people who voted for him in 2016, who were Republicans, who preferred him to Clinton, who support a fair number of his policies, may say after elect. Right now, they're sort of inclined to say, we support Donald Trump. You know, we don't like his critics. We prefer him to the Democratic Congress. We're still happy and relieved that he's president, not Hillary Clinton. But I think the day after Election Day this year, November 7th, 2018, a lot of them start to say, well, gee, you know, what about the next 4 years? Do we want, are we comfortable sort of taking this gamble along further? It's one thing to say, you know, well, all things considered, a little disruption's okay, and some of the chaos we can survive for 4 years, 8 years. So that's where I think things could change. Right now, if you look at the Republican, at the numbers, at the polling, you say, well, Donald Trump's going to be renominated. But I'm not so sure that that stays, given, first of all, how fluid the world is, but especially that people aren't really thinking prospectively yet. They're not thinking ahead yet. They're kind of looking back and saying, that's a relief that it's not Hillary Clinton.
This event today at St. Anselm College, not always, but often, is for people who are thinking of running for president. So are you?
No, but I'd like to get someone to run in the Republican Party because I don't think Donald Trump is a good embodiment of American conservatism and of the Republican Party. I've been a Republican all my adult life and conservative, part of the conservative movement. I think Republicans and conservatives have accomplished a lot for the country, gotten some things wrong, obviously, but most things, I think more things right than wrong. It's a great tradition of American leadership in the world, of trying to limit government, encouraging free markets and enterprise. And Trump doesn't really stand for much of that. And in fact, in some ways, constantly assaults very important parts of the American tradition that American conservatives, above all, defend. You know, the Constitution, you know, trust in government and in our society, strengthening the bonds of the country. And Trump just is so divisive and attacks, this very morning, you know, the criminal deep state, he referred to. This is an American president talking about, I guess, the American FBI, the American Department of Justice. You can criticize and say those institutions need to be reformed. I actually think they do in some ways. You can say particular individuals may have made mistakes or done things wrong. The criminal deep state, that sounds like some left-wing history professor, not an American president, not a Republican or conservative American president, that's for sure.
Has President Trump done anything right?
Yes, I think some of his foreign policy appointments have been strong. Pompeo at Secretary of State. It's been a little chaos in terms of having three national security advisors, two secretaries of state. But in general, the defense spending increase. I think a tougher stance toward Iran, though I'm curious to see how much they've thought through the strategy once they got out of the deal. Parts of the tax cut, I think, are sensible. Several of the deregulatory areas. So where he's followed more traditional, in a way, Republican policies, you know, I tend to agree with him. But the follow-through is very much in question, I think. The execution is in question. And for me, what overwhelms everything else is the assault on democratic norms, on the rule of law, the kind of rhetoric about a criminal deep state and all that sort of thing. Some people, many of my friends, say, well, that's just the rhetoric. You know, let's look at the actions. But the rhetoric matters. And if you don't want a country where we're bitterly divided, where people are used to attacking minority group, ethnic groups and attacking other individual politicians in demeaning ways. I mean, that's just not a healthy civic society.
Bill Kristol, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.